All right, final score tonight here at BU. BU wins in overtime by the score of 3-2. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And Scott, funny the way the game took shape. I thought especially the middle of the game into part of the third period, you guys were able to actually limit their chances. They didn't have an awful lot of shots or good scoring chances, but still it felt like a game like maybe you were getting to the point you're sort of playing with fire a little bit, especially the 2-1 game in the third period. Finally late in the game, it seemed like they were able to kind of, you know, obviously even up the score and then win in overtime.
Yeah, they broke through on, you know, that play happened probably 10 times in the second half of the game, both ways, really. And they were able to get that clear shot, nice play by their guy to change his lane. But, you know, I felt that we, you know, we had the puck out, and, you know, thought about calling a timeout, but recognized that they didn't have their top guy on the ice, so they didn't want to give him a chance to get on the ice. And, you know, I thought we could get it out, get in the neutral zone, maybe get a change, and we didn't get it deep, so our guys couldn't change, and they came back at us. And we still had guys on the defensive side of the puck, but you know, I'd call that a real good play by their shooter because he changed his lane and was able to get one in. So disappointing we got to that point in the game and didn't finish it.
Did it feel like, you know, there were times in the game, you know, you led by one, obviously, but I thought in that first period, maybe chances to get at least one more goal, and especially with the power plays and the way the rest of the game took shape.
Oh, yeah, we had plenty. Even at 7 seconds left, we had a chance. Right. So we had a lot of chances, and our power play you know, wasn't as good tonight as it's been. But we asked a lot of those guys because they're playing a lot of 5-on-5, too. So it just, you know, I thought we could have got one more and the game was over, and we just didn't finish. But that's something we're going to do, you know, and I really like our team. I really like how hard they play, and I think we just got to keep at it. You know, this is an unbelievable league, and every night, you know, that team I think might be one of the most talented teams in the country. You know, even without Yzerman. So I just think we got to do a better job on playing our game and make sure we dictate the game more than we did tonight.
I thought one thing you guys actually did do well tonight, maybe the best that I've seen you do it all year, is in terms of sticks and you know, having guys with good sticks in the right place, being able to make a little play with their stick, and it made a difference a lot of times tonight.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, guys, when you play defense with two hands and your stick, you're giving away a lot of ice, and I thought tonight we did a nice job of doing that with one hand on our stick, and we were able to turn over some pucks and break up some rushes because of that.
Mm-hmm. One guy, first period, you had a couple of goals that you got late in the period. Benny Yerchuk gets his first goal.
Yeah, you know, he's just such a good stick, you know. Really nice play. I thought he played really well with and without the puck tonight. It was really good to see. He hasn't played a lot, but I thought he made most of his opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Drew a penalty as well later in the game.
Yeah, he did. He's hard to handle, you know. He's very shifty, and he does things that a lot of guys can't do. So he can be hard to cover, you know, just like obviously they have a few guys like that. But it was good to see him get that opportunity and then to finish. And I loved how he played without the puck.
Yeah. That line seemed to have a good night with Kalen Fitzpatrick centering that line. The other line I thought was good was the Lalonde line with Hoskin and Gill, and obviously they produced your other goal.
Yeah, no, that's a really talented line, and they typically play the game the right way. They all can finish, and they all can make plays, and so they do some really good things together.
You talked about the power play. What do you need to do better on the power play?
I think we got to just play a little bit more confidence. You know, I think that we didn't play with as much confidence as we did the last game on the power play, and we had a good game the last time on the power play. So that's something that's going to – there's good players out there. We're doing a good job working that and getting them to their spots and giving them an opportunity to make plays. And, you know, tonight, you know, we just – didn't finish, and we didn't play as aggressively in those situations as I wish we did.
On the other side of things, on the special teams, penalty kill was good, not only in holding them off the board, but you guys were able to create some shorthanded chances, some odd man rushes too.
Yeah, no, penalty kill did a great job, you know, and Max made a couple saves when he had to, but we did a good job of confronting them and getting on them with pucks.
All right, what will be key tomorrow night?
We got to play more of our game, you know, play a little bit less of a transition game. And if we can do that, then that'll be good for us, you know. And I think our team knows that, and we'll be ready to go. Be a good game.
All right, thanks, Scott. Back at home tomorrow night against BU. We'll see you then.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, Mike.